Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on jihad, today we learn something new from these ahadith, is that how important the rights of people are. Up till now we have learned and we've come across the hadith, the different ahadith that show us the reward for a person going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But despite that high reward that is promised for a person that is going out in jihad, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and despite the fazilat, we learn today that there is something known as rights of people, huququl ibad, the right of people in general. How important these rights are, that despite the rewards that are granted to a person going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to rights of people, they are not automatically forgiven. In other words, the great virtue of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not automatically cancel the rights you owe a person, the rights that people have over you. These things are not automatically overlooked. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yaghfiru Allahu lish-shahid kulla shay'in illa ad-dayn. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Pak forgives everything that is outstanding, every guna of a shaheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives it except debts. Here debts refers to whatever rights he owes people. It may be in the form of money that is owing. It may be in the form that a person has taken an obligation to perform some deed to a person, or any other right owing to a certain person. This person did not fulfill that right. Now he will be forgiven for everything else. He will need that person who has done that wrong to him to forgive him. So this is how serious it is when it comes to the rights of people. And often it happens that a person sometimes just goes away, goes overseas for a holiday, or sometimes even may go for a nafil hajj, or may go for a nafil umrah, and is owing so many people money. So this is not the right thing to do. If a person has to go for some reason, or he really wants to go, then the right thing he should do is those people that have a right over him, he should take their permission that, please, I would like to go for this umrah trip, or I'd like to go for this nafil hajj, or I like to go for the hajj also, the farz hajj. I'm owing you people money. Do I have your permission to go? If I have your permission, I will proceed. If I don't have your permission, then what I'll do is my first right is to try and see how I can fulfill and make arrangements to fulfill this. As I mentioned, it could be a debt. A person did a deal, is owing somebody money. Or it may be a loan. Somebody just lent him money. Now he's sitting with that money. That money needs to be returned to that person. It's the right of the person. It's not going to automatically be forgiven that you just decide to go and make dua at Baytullah, for example. It doesn't just get forgiven like that. You have to make that arrangement to fulfill that right. And Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qama fihim fa dhakara anna al-jihad fi sabilillah wal-imana billah afdalu al-a'mali. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up, and they were amongst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up amongst them, and he mentioned that jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afdalul a'mal, these are the best of actions. That to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have iman, these are the best of actions. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Now one man stood up. So there's a gathering of Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing them that iman and jihad are the best of actions. Then one man in that midst, he stood up. And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قُتِلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَتُكَفَّرُ عَنِّي خَطَايَايَا. He said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me, if I am killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I made a martyr in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will all my sins be forgiven? Will all my sins be forgiven? Look at what this person is thinking of. Allah Pak, give us the tawfiq also. That concern is not about the dunya. Concern is, what will happen to my gunas that I have? I got so much of gunas. What will happen with my gunas? That will Allah Pak forgive my gunas if I get martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Naam, yes, your sins will be forgiven. In قُتِلْتَ, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and explains, if you are forgiven in this condition, if you pass away in this condition, then your sins will be forgiven. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains a little in detail. In قُتِلْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, if you kill in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنْتَ صَابِرٌ مُحْتَسِبٌ, whilst you were patient, you were hopeful of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مُقْبِلٌ غَيْرُ مُدْبِرٍ, you were facing the enemy and you were not running away, you were not fleeing and then you got killed, you were facing the enemy, in this condition you had passed away, you become a martyr. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining, then all your sins are forgiven. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَيْفَ قُلْتَ, after a short while, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what did you just ask? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted him to repeat, as though he wanted him to repeat the question. He said, what did you just ask? So this person, he repeated the question. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قُتِلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهُ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed me, if I am martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتُكَفَّرُ عَنِّي خَطَايَايَا, will my sins be forgiven? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers him again. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers him again now for the second time. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ, نَعَمْ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, yes, وَأَنْتَ صَابِرٌ مُحْتَسِبٌ مُقْبِلٌ غَيْرُ مُدْبِرٍ, so long as you passed away in a condition that you were patient, you were hopeful of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you were facing the enemy and you were not running away, you were not retreating, you passed away in this condition. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added this extra clause. The reason he asked the sahabi the second time is because he wanted to add this extra clause, and he added it here the second time, illa dain, Allah Pak will forgive all your sins except your debts. Allah Pak won't forgive your debts. فَإِنَّ جِبْرِيلَ قَالَ لِي ذَلِكَ, Jibreel alayhi salam came and told me that just now. In other words, that is why I am repeating and I am adding this part. This part Jibreel alayhi salam came right now and told me, corrected me, that illa dain, except for dains, except for debts, except for rights that people have over you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive everything else. Ulama explain what is meant by this. Ulama Qurtubi rahmatullahi, he explains that this is a situation where a person owed people money, people had rights over him unfulfilled. Now what this person did, he didn't make any arrangements to fulfill it. Whereas if a person has, for example, a debt owing, and he makes that continuous arrangement and he makes his application to see how he can fulfill this debt that is owing, that is upon him, and he passes away in this condition, there's great hope on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will reward that person that he is owing. Allah Pak will give that person something extra who is owing on the day of Qiyamah, so that person in exchange will forgive him. So Allah Pak will do a deal on his behalf on the day of Qiyamah, will give that person that he is owing extra. Yeah, I'm giving you extra, make this brother maaf, because he planned and he went out of his way to try and fulfill that debt that was owing upon him. He didn't just leave it like that. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak inshallah will make that arrangement for this person, make that person happy, that creditor happy, and now he will forgive this debtor that is owing him that money. But where a person doesn't make any arrangements, how serious that is, if in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after becoming a martyr, this is not forgiven, can you imagine a person just nilly-willy ignoring his creditors, not paying them, not fulfilling his debts, how serious that will be, not paying his debtors, those people that he owes money, the person is just being very hard on them. Can you imagine how serious that will be on the day of Qiyamah? May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of taking this very serious, not something that should be looked upon lightly. In fact, we should take it upon ourselves to see how we don't unnecessarily delay also. Forget not making arrangements. Don't even delay, even if it means half a day. Don't delay half a day. If I got the ability now to repay, I should repay now. That should be my first priority. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.